Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes.
You know, Alan, you and I have been doing this together now for, I believe, over 29 years
Just something like that. It's so ancient.
But one of the things that I have always respected about you is that you have a really nice way of taking a large concept and breaking it into nicely organized pockets. And so you've put together a Christmas shopping list that actually has a logical approach.
It does. Yeah, I can't help but be logical. There's four reasons, I think.
The silliness is for me.
Yeah, of course. But there's four types of gifts I think that you can get. And I'm going to go through these classes and recommend a red and a white for each one.
Okay.
Now, the first one is what I call a nice little something.
Gotcha.
So you want to give somebody a nice little something. These are inexpensive quality wines under $15. And two of my favorite values of the entire year are represented here. The first is Tres Buis Tempranillo from Yecla. It's like $12 or something like that.
That's a deal.
It's such a tasty wine. My gosh, it's a huge value. And then one of the best values in white wine that I've come across is the Aachenberg Gruner Veltliner.
Okay.
Now, these may sound obscure, but there are stores that are carrying them, so they're not that hard to find. Again, these are under $15. Incredible values. Now, let's move up. Let's go to a very nice bottle of wine for someone. Dependable, sure to please, under $30. The first one I'm going to recommend is Louis Latour's Puy Fuissé.
Okay.
Louis Latour is such a reliable, high-quality winemaker. This might have been the first white Burgundy I ever tasted like 40 years ago. I remember it very clearly. I loved it. You know, I'm a big fan of Italy. And here's the Varga Barbera d'Asti.
Okay.
Varga is a very important producer in the Piedmont. And Barbera d'Asti is coming on like gangbusters. So both of these are very, very reliable gifts. Here's a special bottle for a special person. And these are high-quality select wines under $70. So you're going to spend some bucks.
Right.
But there's a good reason to do that. And you want to be sure, guaranteed, that this is going to be quality. So here we go. Domaine Drouin Pinot Noir.
That's killer.
Need I say more?
Nope.
One of the greatest operations in Oregon. Beautiful, beautiful Pinot Noir. Very consistent year to year. Schaefer Chardonnay Red Shoulder Ranch.
Okay.
Napa Valley. It doesn't get any better than that. This is one of the truly great Chardonnays in California, and it would be a wonderful gift to receive. So I recommend that.
I'm accepting if anybody's
okay. Yeah, me too. Maybe I'll buy some for myself. I don't know. But there's also what I call a VIP gift. This is for a boss, a special client, a very special friend, something where you're going to spend some bucks. And it has to make a real statement. And here's a couple of wines that I think fill the bill. A Châteauneuf du Pape made by Domaine de Grand Tinel from 2016. This wine has it all. It just contains so much complexity, so much delicious flavors, and it's age-worthy to boot. So that's just a lovely wine. And then one of my favorite white Burgundies is Meursault. And this is Henri Dorat's Clos du Domaine. Meursault from 2016, always creamy to balance off the edginess of the acidity. I just love Meursault. Both of these bottles are pricey, but if someone were to get one, they would be very, very honored, I think. So we're going to put this on the website, let people take a chance on them, and go shopping. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.